Gotta hear a little of Billy J. Kramer, Richard. That's a very old song from The British Invasion by Billy J. Kramer called Little Children. I hope you appreciate the song selection for our segment of this show about when to have kids. This is Bruce Salin, and welcome back to The Bruce Salin Show. You can email me at bruce@brucesalin, and you can follow me at Twitter at Bruce Salin. And it is time for Family Financial Matters with Jim Scheinberg, who has been absent from our show for a few weeks, and I'm very happy to have him back. Jim Scheinberg is the managing partner of North Pier Fiduciary Management. He has been advising institutions and families on their investments for over 20 years, and he has been my personal and family's financial advisor for almost that long as well. So I offer my personal endorsement without question. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
Hey, Bruce, how are you?
I am very well, especially after hearing such good news from my previous guest, Pastor Drew Sams.
Yeah, that put a big smile on my face and brought me back a few years. My brother and his wife went through something very similar. For years and years they struggled and eventually ended up using a surrogate for their twins. And I have a wonderful nephew and a wonderful niece in that family now because of the exact same process that Pastor Drew is going through, which is just fantastic. So I wish him all the best and congratulations.
Well, for those that didn't hear the previous segment, Pastor Drew is our regular guest for Teen Wrap, and he and his wife have been trying to have children for 3.5 years. And to quote him, they had 36 months of no's, I guess, in trying to get pregnant until they this miracle literally walked into their life in the form of another couple that volunteered to carry their child with their complete DNA, the sperm and the egg from Pastor Drew and his wife. What a beautiful, beautiful story.
It's a brilliant thing.
As it is for your brother and your 7-year-old niece and nephew. How cool is that?
Yep.
The miracles that exist today are extraordinary. Mm-hmm. But since we're talking about money and we haven't had you on for a while, the whole notion of couples, families, and their concerns and issues regarding having kids and money, and once they have kids, managing money, I'd like you just to tackle it as you would see fit.
Well, I would, and it's good to be back on the show because, as you know, for the last 3 weeks while the Occupy Wall Street movement, because I know you love talking about this, has been going on in Manhattan, as you know, being a former member of Wall Street, I've actually been sitting with a bunch of bankers on the campus of UC Berkeley, occupying Berkeley.
Oh, indeed.
Just kidding.
In Oakland yesterday. There was finally they finally erupted in some actual violence as they're shutting down a port in Oakland. So all the negative things that you might expect to happen from this this group of protesters is beginning to happen, none of which happened with any of the Tea Party movement. But now the Oakland Occupy group is getting violent and trying to stop business. And to what end, I still don't even begin to understand it. But.
Well, for those of us who've ever been to a Raiders game, we would expect nothing less out of those folks up in Oakland.
Well, that's why they call it Berserkly.
Right, exactly. So back to the topic at hand, and I'd be happy to opine on what's going on in the Occupy Wall Street movement because we actually have some sympathies with that as well.
Please don't.
Yeah, I won't. But I will tell you that many of us who are formerly of Wall Street and the big firms on Wall Street like the idea of more decentralization, just simply creating more competition and powering the smaller firms, smaller banks, and credit unions out there. And so I don't think there's anything wrong with that element of the movement. So I just want to put my two cents in there because we actually agree with that one bullet point. We won't get into any of the other politics of the movement. But that said, back to the topic at hand. You know, we've talked on the show before about the ability for people to afford savings and how they can create that opportunity for themselves, because a lot of people, as we've counseled 401k participants, as you know, that's a big portion of what my firm does, is work with 401k plans and their participants. We've sat down with people that said they couldn't take advantage of their company's match because they couldn't afford to do so.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we've always said in that arena is create some kind of automatic savings, whether it's $50 a paycheck or $100 a paycheck, and you give until it hurts. You increase it a little bit until it hurts, because you can basically, if you pay yourself first, amazingly what ends up happening is you can't afford it.
And
you may
don't
not
miss
buy
it.
That
And you don't miss it.
You don't. Yeah. You don't. And so the things that you think you have to spend money on is magically, you just don't even notice that you're not spending money on those things. And the same exact advice would apply for somebody who, a family who's thinking about having children but doesn't feel they can afford it, which is start practicing. And I don't mean in the fun way. I mean start practicing in the spending and savings pattern way. So create a budget for yourself for that sleeve, that family sleeve. And so literally, just like you know, you would take the advice that I gave about how do you save for retirement, well, take $50 a month, $100 a month initially, out of your paycheck, automatic deposit into a special account, and that's your budget for your family expenses. Now, that'll get you in the habit of saving for something like that. And every few months, as long as you can afford to do so and you haven't missed it, as you said, increase it another $50 or $25 or $100 or $200, whatever your budget would allow. And if it's truly an objective between you and your spouse, don't make it about money, but take the responsibility. If you think you can't afford it, take the responsibility to start affording it. You'll be surprised how quickly and easily you create that budget for yourself. And by the way, the same is true for pre-planning for a child education. But did you know, Bruce, that you can actually open up, and we've talked about 529 accounts, which are educational savings accounts for children, on this show before. Did you know that you can actually open up a 529 account before you have a child?
I had no idea. What happens if you don't?
A lot of people don't know that.
What if you don't have a child?
You can actually take that money back if you don't.
Without penalty?
If it's not used for educational purposes, then the answer is no. But you can reassign it to a nephew or a niece or a grandchild. But I guess if you don't have a child, you probably wouldn't have a grandchild. But you can reassign it to an immediate family member or one branch removed, and then they can use it.
So the advantage to doing that is just to get a head start.
Exactly. And so what better way to plan for your affordability of your unborn child that you haven't had yet, that you think you can't afford yet, than open up a 529 account and make that deposit in there. Now not only are you getting in the habit of savings for them.
You're doing it for real.
And budgeting for them, but you're already preloading their education.
That's fabulous.
Just name yourself or your spouse as the recipient, and when the child is born, you change the beneficiary's name to your child.
I think you should open one under the heading of the Bruce Allen Show, you should start contributing, Jim.
All right, so Bruce, would the Bruce Allen show go and actually get some education at that point in time? Are we going to send the whole show to college?
I think that's a great idea. I'd like to go occupy Berkeley if I could, and that would be fascinating.
Well, I love the passion, Bruce, and I'm partially aligned with the politics. I won't say which part, but
I know which part you're aligned with. You're aligned with me.
I'm aligned with how you bring the topic and bring it to family matters. That's the best part, which is being a father, you look at the lens of what's going on there with a caring and an understanding about your children and the life and the responsibilities and the lessons that your children are getting from the media and from the events of the day, and that's why when I hear the criticism that was levied on you and I hear the applause, at least I know that your heart's in a good place when you're talking about what you talk about, because it's all out of love for your family and your responsibility as a father, and I applaud you for that.
Well, thank you, Jim. The irony is I actually learned something from the critics, because I allowed my emotions to get a little bit ahead of my thinking and journalistic job. And it was a good lesson for me. It's not a subject I really intend to tackle much, meaning politics in any way, but the criticism did help me understand that if you're going to tackle those things, they do require a different kind of effort and different kind of thought and a little different kind of research that I have tended to do. So I got some good from it as well. Not to mention, I loved getting all those comments, and the heat of it all was very exciting to be in. To get nearly 200 comments on a website for a single blog is pretty incredible. Listen, Jim, we're out of time. Where can my listeners find you? And tell us quickly about that incredible newsletter that you do.
No, we just actually, as you probably know, we just published our fall issue. It is very topical right now, given everything that's going on with Europe and our domestic economy. Send us an email to info@npier.com. That's info at N, like the direction north, pier, like let's take a nice long walk down the pier.com.
And that is to get a free newsletter, the quarterly newsletter, or if you have any other questions for Jim and North Pier Fiduciary Management. Thank you, Jim, so much. I look forward to seeing you next week for our quarterly review, which we do once every quarter. And we will be back for some closing remarks and a tease for next week's show.
Accentuate the positive, yeah. Eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.